This is Jay Sekulow. We've got the audio of Secretary of State Kerry calling Israel a potential apartheid state. Senator Cruz calling for his resignation.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state in second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
The fact that Secretary Kerry sees nothing wrong with making a statement comparing Israel's policy to the abhorrent apartheid policies of South Africa, and doing so on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day, demonstrates a shocking lack of sensitivity to the incendiary and damaging nature of his rhetoric. Mr. President, sadly, it's my belief that Secretary Kerry has proven himself unsuitable for the position he holds. And therefore, before any further harm is done to our national security interests and to our critical alliance with the nation of Israel, that John Kerry should offer President Obama his resignation, and the president should accept it.
If everybody in the Obama administration who believed what Kerry said originally resigned, you'd lose the entire top echelon, up to and including the president himself. And that's because they, along with many other people in the United States and Europe, for 20 years or more, have pursued the delusion that the only long-term solution in the Israeli-Palestinian context is a Palestinian state.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, folks, you heard it. We like to give you the evidence, and you got the evidence right in the beginning of this broadcast, and that was we were able to find, our team was able to find the audio where the Secretary of State, John Kerry, calls Israel's actions, if they don't get a resolution, an apartheid state with second-class citizens. That, by the way, as we said yesterday in the broadcast, an apartheid state is an international war crime. If you start doing that, we'll get you the definition of that in just a moment. But the reality is, and I think we've got to be crystal clear here, folks, you've got the Secretary of State calling Israel's policies basically that of an apartheid state, and now Senator Cruz calling for his resignation, that this is not something you can apologize for. And Charles Krauthammer said exactly the same thing. Listen to number 22.
I think Cruz is right. This is beyond something requiring an apology. I think this is a resigning type statement. This is an injury to an ally that will echo, because it will be repeated. And people will say, I'm not saying this. It's a Secretary of State of the United States. It is untrue. It's pernicious. And it's truly something that demands, at the very least, an immediate apology.
No apology coming. We're taking your call. Should Secretary of State Kerry resign? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, what is the sense there?
Yeah, I mean, the sense here is, of course, that, one, we now know that this is real. Not only do we have the audio from Secretary Kerry, but a statement yesterday, I think, released in lieu of that audio coming out, so that it wasn't just a hearsay by those who were there and those reporting the story from sources, but actual audio with Secretary Kerry using a loaded term that is only applied to one country's history, which was a term developed by those carrying out the apartheid regime in South Africa. And it means exactly what you see. The word apartheid is actually what it translates, an Afrikaans word. And it just means, again, keeping people apart. It was a kind of segregation, but not even close to even a separate but equal. This was a situation where one was kept down by a minority. And so it's a term very specific to what happened in South Africa.
I'll tell you this, folks. We're taking your calls. Do you think Secretary of State Kerry should resign? Calling Israel a potential apartheid state, 1-800-684-3110. You're going to hear from Ambassador Rami Levy, our Director General of our office in Israel, when we come back from the break, as well as Skip Ash, Senior Counsel at the ACLJ. But we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And sign that petition. Thousands have. ACLJ.org. If you think it's time for Secretary of State Kerry to face the consequences for his statement, and we stop supporting basically a situation where we are defending and giving our money to terrorist states, you sign that petition, ACLJ.org, 35,000 have, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. If it's time for Secretary of State Kerry to go, you call us, 877-989-2255, and add your name to the petition. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Interesting comment from John Bolton, former UN ambassador that was under President Bush, talking about the Kerry statement and the Obama administration statement about, which is what happened here, this apartheid state of Israel, which is unbelievable. Here's what John Bolton had to say, number 23.
If everybody in the Obama administration who believed what Kerry said originally resigned, you'd lose the entire top echelon up to and including the president himself.
And there you have it. I mean, and so Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, using the phrase apartheid is a very strong phrase. In fact, it's criminal.
It is criminal under the International Criminal Court, under the Rome Statute. That is a war crime. That's something that can be tried in the International Criminal Court. I think Ambassador Bolton is exactly right. The entire administration believes this. The fact that he used that word was a slip-up that really revealed how this administration actually feels about Israel.
I'll tell you something, folks. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a petition up right now, Defend Israel and Defund the Terrorists. 35,422 people have signed it in less than 24 hours. We need your signature on it as well, especially in light of the statements coming out from the administration. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Well, joining us on the phone right now from Israel is our Director General of our American Center for Law and Justice office in Jerusalem, Ambassador Rami Levy. Rami, welcome to the broadcast. We've been talking about the situation with Fatah and Hamas apparently working towards this unity government. What's the reaction there in Israel right now? I know there's a lot of concern.
Well, you know, many Israelis and especially the government officials are not surprised by the decision to strike the agreement between the Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. It's not a surprise since before 1948, the Palestinian leadership has continuously rejected any possibility of having a statehood. And there is a lot of economic interest inside the leadership of especially the PLO people not to strike and have their own nation. I think that, you know, if you look at the government and the citizens of Israel's reaction, we did not hope too much out of the negotiations. And Hamas is a lethal terrorist organization that killed more than 1,000 people in the streets of Israel in the last few years. JU and Jordan experienced in Sderot, in the southern part of Israel, what Hamas is as a terrorist organization. We were under fire of missiles inside a city full of children. And we are not going to negotiate with an organization whose constitution calls for the destruction of the state of Israel, an organization that is killing children, an organization that is killing Christians. Polina Yad, the wife of Rami Ayad, that was murdered because he was a Christian by Hamas, could testify that it's one of the worst terrorist organizations. So the deal that was struck between the PLO and Hamas shows exactly what Mahmoud Abbas wanted to do, probably from day one of the negotiations, is not to strike an agreement with Israel. And we understand that today we're facing Hamas as a terrorist organization.
Let me ask you this, or actually, let me go to Jordan for the next question. Jordan, you had a question or a comment you wanted to raise with Rami?
Yeah, I mean, the statement alone, Rami, we've heard this term used by the detractors of Israel, the enemies of Israel. It's an ideological term, loaded term, used the term apartheid to try and turn things around, to turn history around on Israel and act as if it is a racially divided or divisive government. What does this kind of statement mean? I mean, we know now that the U.S. Secretary of State made this comment. He's now apologized for the comments. That was a poor choice of words. But again, we now know that it was for real. He said it. What does it mean for the people in Israel to hear something like this from a U.S. leader?
Well, unfortunately, this U.S. leader has stated just a few days ago a statement that Jerusalem, the building in Gilo, which is the southern part of Jerusalem, should be stopped. And he called it a settlement. And that, I think, could show everyone the complete, I would call it, misunderstanding or not understanding the situation in Israel, the strategic problems Israel is facing, the fact that Israel will never stop building in Jerusalem. And this is a core issue that, if the word was slipped or not slipped, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that the intelligence given to him or to the administration or the strategy of the administration is completely mistaken, not understanding the core problems. And, you know, yesterday was Israel's Holocaust Day, memorizing the 6 million Jews that were murdered. It will never happen again. Israel has to be strong, and there are some very, very crucial strategic points where the administration does not understand Israel cannot give in in the negotiation.
Yeah, absolutely. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ, head of our National Security Practice Group. Skip, Rami was just bringing up this whole thing about the way they react to the settlements and this kind of situation. But this is, as Jordan said, they're turning it on Israel right now. This is an attempt to delegitimize a state that was created by, recognized by the United Nations. All this is an attempt, and I think what Rami also said, that there's not really a desire, for a full recognition of a Palestinian state because the Palestinian government doesn't want that.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. If the Palestinians actually got a state, they would have to start acting responsibly, and they are not a society right now that is capable of acting responsibly. The other thing is the whole use of the word apartheid is despicable in another sense. Not only does it equate Israel with a racist regime in South Africa, which Israel is not, but it's also part of lawfare, trying to isolate Israel and make Israel stand apart so that the entire world comes against it. When you start using loaded language like apartheid and everything else, now the United States is taking sides and we're siding with the wrong side.
Yeah. Let me ask you this last question, Rami, here. We've heard from about 35,000. I expect that'll be up in the 45,000 range by the end of today, maybe higher, of Americans that are standing with Israel here. Would you relay the information to our contacts, your contacts within the government, letting them know that the American people are not supporting what Secretary of State Kerry said and understand the difficult situation that Israel's in right now with Hamas and Fatah doing this joint government?
I will relay. I have actually a meeting this week at the Prime Minister's office with Ari Hero, if you remember him. He was Prime Minister Netanyahu's chief of staff when we were bombarded in Ashkelon.
Right.
and we were with him. He became the chief of staff of the prime minister. I'll be seeing him this week. I will relate to him. It means a lot to the people of Israel and to the government of Israel to know that we have friends in the United States and all over the world. And the work that ACLJ is doing, both in the lawfare, the coverage of the conflict with Hamas, helps a lot. And we really thank every one of the ACLJ listeners and friends for being friends of Israel.
All right. Well, Rami, you keep us posted as things develop there. We appreciate you taking time out. Ambassador Rami Levy is the Director General for the ACLJ's office in Jerusalem and handles the Middle East for us and does an incredible job. Thanks, Rami. Jordan, let's try to grab a phone call really quick here. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Chris in California on line four. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, so, I don't really think that Secretary of State Kerry knows what the term apartheid means.
Well, he's the Secretary of State. I mean, it is a loaded word, and he is an educated guy, and he's the Secretary of State. So whether he knew it or not, he said it. But go ahead.
Well, apartheid relates to race.
Right.
You have Israelis, Jewish, you have Christians, and you have Muslims living in Israel. Which
right.
Is religion. So you have Jewish, like Israel, from Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
So.
But he did. But here's the problem. I mean, you could argue did he mean it? Did he not mean it? But he said it. I mean, I think, Jordan, at the end of the day, you said that earlier. He said it. And Skip said this, whether it was a slip of the tongue or not, the man is the Secretary of State, and he called Israel's action a potential apartheid state, which is an international war crime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he has said that, again, to use the terminology, against Israel, for those especially who may oppose the
right.
two-state solution, or that the idea of a two-state solution is ridiculous because one of the sides will never come to an agreement recognizing the other, that if that doesn't happen, that Israel becomes an apartheid state, that's one of the options. That term alone is a really loaded term, and it's exactly what the enemies of Israel
yep.
want the Secretary of State. That's a huge victory for them.
All right, folks, you heard what Rami Levy said, our Director General and former ambassador from Israel. They want the support. Israel needs the support of the American people, and that means Christians that are also supporting Israel. I'll bless those that bless, he says the scripture. We need to stand with Israel. Go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. Sign it there, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. We want your name on this petition saying we're not going to fund the terrorists. Secretary of State Kerry's statement has to go. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got the audio. We were able to find the audio of Secretary of State Kerry's statement. I'm going to play it for you right now. This is Secretary of State Kerry in a closed-door meeting of the Trilateral Commission on April 25th. It's not great quality, but you certainly will be able to hear the words Israel and apartheid. Here you go.
The unitary state lines up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it lines up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
So if the Israelis can't cut a deal with an organization that's calling for the destruction, you've got the Secretary of State saying, well, then they're going to be an apartheid state. We think that's enough for him to go. So does Senator Ted Cruz and others. John Bolton's been addressing the issue as well. I'm going to give you the evidence here again. People are speaking out on this in a very direct fashion. Bill Hemmer was talking with John Bolton yesterday. Here it is. This is number 24.
You don't think Secretary Kerry is anti-Israeli, do you?
Well, I think he is objectively wrong about what's going to bring peace and stability to the Middle East and to Israel. No politician in America is going to get caught out saying something that looks anti-Israeli. It's not what they say, it's what they do.
And of course, we now found out that he actually did say it, the remark. So there you have it. We're taking action, folks. Again, if you want to, you know, the scriptures are clear on blessing Israel. You know that. And we got to stand with the people of Israel on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want everybody that's listening to sign on to this petition. I want to get it to well over 100,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's take another call.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Bob in California, line one. Bob, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. We need to pray for Israel and America because our upper government is taking out, they're undermining everything that we've worked for all these years. And what?
Well, this isn't, look, Skip, it's fair to say that this is, and I think what John Bolton said is right. This is their policy. This is, if you were to eliminate everybody in the State Department that shared the sentiment of Secretary of State Kerry, you'd have nobody left.
That might be a blessing, but the issue is, you're exactly right. I mean, they have come to the point that they're thinking that Israel is the obstacle to peace. Israel has to have somebody that it will negotiate in good faith, and the Palestinians are not that party. You cannot negotiate with somebody who is not going to tell you the truth and keep their agreements, and the Palestinians are violating every agreement they enter into when they think it serves their interests. So they cannot be trusted, and the Israelis, when we pressure the Israelis to negotiate with them, they're trying to figure out with whom they should negotiate. There's nobody there they can trust.
Which brings up another point, Jordan, and that is, I know Than is on the Hill today. He was in meetings on this yesterday. What does that say right now, I mean, about where things are in Washington? Let me first play, actually, Senator Cruz's comment, then get Jordan, you to respond, number 25.
These comments were extraordinarily troubling, and the fact that Secretary Kerry delivered them on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day makes them even more unacceptable. You have to understand them in a context of 5 years of the Obama administration embodying the most hostile relationship the United States has had to Israel in modern times.
Those are strong words, Jordan, but is that the sentiment right now among conservatives in Washington?
Well, I mean, I think you got a situation here where members of Congress like Senator Cruz are not accepting just this fact that this walking back of the statement and John Kerry saying through the written statement that he will not allow anyone to question his support of Israel and his record. And the truth is that the statement alone, it's not like being a U.S. senator who misspeaks anymore. You're representing the entire United States government, and you're supposed to be the top diplomat, which means the most specific when using terms or not using terms because of what they mean. And this one, to use this kind of term, it makes you wonder if he'd use this term publicly, what's he saying behind the scenes? What's he saying when he's not talking to a group of people? and he was hoping that this wasn't public. You know, yeah. This was, again, kind of a behind closed doors that was made public, which makes you very worried about the discussions about what they're saying about Israel when they don't think they're being recorded.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Do you think he should go? Is this something that Secretary of State Kerry's statement means he should go. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on the petition that we've put forward on this, that we shouldn't be having our taxpayer dollars go to this. We shouldn't be funding Fatah and Hamas, and that's what they're talking about in this unity government, and that fact is a crime. We're not allowed to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to take action. Again, that scriptural admonition is clear. I'll bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Valencia in Pennsylvania, line 4. Valencia, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm a member of ACLJ for
Great.
A long time. My thing is, that was totally wrong what you said about Israel. God has blessed Israel, and Israel has been one of our greatest allies. And to turn against Israel and say that is totally wrong. You cannot have peace with appeasement.
I agree. Who are you talking about? Secretary of State Kerry's comments?
Yes.
No, absolutely right. But you said something, Valencia, here that I think is important. I want to get Skip to comment on this. This kind of appeasement approach does not work in the Middle East. It doesn't work in Israel. It doesn't work in the Middle East generally.
No, it certainly doesn't. We have tried to do that. We've tried to be extra nice to the Palestinians. We have offered them money. We have offered them all sorts of support. We have tried to train their police force. We've done all this type of thing. And we, even under the Clinton administration, they offered 98% of what they wanted, and they rejected it. These people do not want to have a peace treaty because it's to their benefit to keep everything stirred up and to try to isolate Israel even more. And that's what's happening. And our administration right now is playing into that. And we are playing into the hands of those who are our enemies and the enemies of Israel.
Yeah, we had a caller come in yesterday. I'm not going to have time to play it. It came in the second 30 minutes of the program, but I'm going to use it tomorrow. Palestinian, and he had some very clear opinions on it. We very much disagreed, but I'm going to play that tomorrow because you'll see what the propaganda is doing and that why this statement hurts our ability to maintain a good relationship with Israel because, as Jordan said, what they're saying in public, can you imagine what they're saying behind closed doors? We're taking your phone calls. We're here for another 30 minutes. So 1-800-684-3110. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Of course, you can also get it on SiriusXM for the entire hour. That's ACLJ.org if you want to listen to it streaming live. We've got also a lot to talk about. I'm going to have an update at the end of the broadcast. Stuart Varney will be with us on the air. We'll be talking about the IRS case. That's coming up as well. There's some movement now where Lois Lerner's lawyer wants to address Congress and the committee as if he's what, the president of the United States? I mean, please. So we talk about that. That's making some news today as well. And again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So we'll take your calls when we come back from the break at 800-684-3110. Folks, we're in the last 4 days or 3 days of our matching challenge campaign. We're getting close. We're within about $150,000 of getting to where we need to be. We could use your help. We'd like to get over $900,000 for the month. That would do it. We only do this March and April. This is very important. We're in the last 3 days of it. If you want to make a donation, just go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. If you want to stand with Israel and fight back on this move to join the governments between Hamas and Fatah and Hamas calling for the destruction of Israel, then you join with us in this fight. God's very, the scriptures are clear. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. I urge you to do it today. Share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook, by the way. We're approaching, between mine and the ACLJs and Jordan's, almost 1,300,000 people liked us. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
keep them separated.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Well, I'm going to play it again because this is what's really started this. And the Secretary of State, Kerry, has called Israel's actions a potential apartheid state. We wondered if it was correct yesterday. We said, well, we wanted to hear the evidence of it. We reported what we had learned, but our team dug deep and found the actual audio. So here it is, number one.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state in second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
When they're talking about a unitary state, Skip, what are they talking about?
They're talking about a state where the West Bank and the Gaza Strip would become part of Israel, and the population then would become Israelis. So that would be, rather than a two-state solution, it would be a one state where the Palestinians would have to be absorbed into Israel.
So what, I mean, there's been an approach that have said, you know, you got this whole population shifting matter, but let's talk about this. You cannot negotiate with someone who's calling for your destruction.
Right, and you know, it used to be that the PLO we looked at as being radical. Now we've said they're moderate.
Right.
They're radical, too. It's just Hamas is even worse. And now we're going to have a radical and an even worse radical group coming together to form a government, supposedly to be able to negotiate a statehood with the Israelis. And the Israelis are wondering who they can talk to that will be trustworthy. And there is no candidate right now amongst the Palestinians that is trustworthy. So when we pressure them to negotiate, there's nobody there to negotiate with in good faith who will keep any agreement they enter into.
I think it's absolutely correct. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Matthew calling from Alabama on line four. Matthew, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for all you do. And I do support ACL, Jay, and all you do,
great,
your petitions,
thanks,
and send money to you. But you keep quoting the scripture, I bless Israel. I bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel.
Yeah, Genesis 3.
Theologically correct. Actually, it's bless Abraham and his bleeding seed, which is through Christ.
Yeah, but Abraham became Israel, remember?
Yes, that is correct. But it's through Christ.
No, it's, I don't think this is a, this isn't a salvation. It's not a salvation verse. I think you know, I'm not going to be the Bible answer man here, Matthew. I appreciate you calling. It's not a salvation verse. It's a verse about the Jewish people. I mean, I think that's clearly what Genesis 3 is referencing. And I understand the fulfillment of the salvatory salvation effect of Jesus. I get that 100%. I agree with that, obviously. But I think in this particular case, Matthew, what God's relating to is the blessing of Abraham and his seed and the people of Israel, which were Abraham. Remember, that was the whole idea. So that's how I take it in context. So
yep.
Does that help? Or
I stand behind Israel, Jay.
I understand that.
We love Israel. We as Christians, you know, we back them up 100%. I still believe that.
Here's the actual verse. I will make you into a great nation. That's the nation is Israel. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, the salvatory effect, the salvation effect, is obviously through Jesus. We get that. No problem. But what is written in the verse is the nation state. That's what's really being referenced there. Because you can't take it out of the scriptural context. I don't want to get into a theological conversation. I appreciate your support for Israel. At the end of the day, that's the important part. Jordan, go ahead. You had a comment as well?
Yeah, I just say it's a very earthly focused verse. It's about our experience here, not necessarily our experience through salvation and after death on earth. But it's about a physical earthly blessing, and I think it does have a historic reference. You look back in time, those who have come against Israel have not flourished. I mean, you look through history of the empires fallen, whether it's the Ottoman Empire, the Third Reich, and much of the Soviet Union, who put its weight behind a lot of predominantly Muslim countries attacking Israel, they all fell.
Yeah, and interesting, by the way, Jesus came coming through the line of Israel. Remember, that's exactly right. So the blessing that goes to the nations comes through the people of Israel through Jesus. So there's a lineal connect. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on the petition. Don't forget ACLJ.org for your matching gift. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more when we come back.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority. And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Getting a pretty serious amount of flack over the Secretary of State's comments about Israel may becoming an apartheid state. Listen to number, this is the press spokesman and State Department response here. This is pretty interesting. Number 28.
Are you aware of any other current or an American official who has used apartheid while they were in the middle or still trying to maybe near the end of a negotiation?
Well, Matt, he certainly didn't say is.
Does he understand that using that word, whether he said is, was, maybe, could be, definitely will be, definitely won't be, that is a loaded term that's going to cause a lot of angst and a lot of indignation.
We're certainly all familiar with the term, but I don't have any other commentary for all of you.
Can't they come out and say, Skip, it was wrong? He shouldn't have said it was a mistake and apologize?
They should say that. It was a mistake. No, because I think Ambassador Bolton's right. I think that's their underlying feeling, and they just happen to get caught being honest.
So, Jordan, the sense is you got Secretary of State Kerry making the statement. We now have it on tape. You've got Senator Cruz saying he needs to go. What do you realistically seeing happen? I think what Skip says right. I mean, I think Kerry is basically saying what the president's position really is.
Yeah, I think for one thing, it gives us insight into the mindset of this administration. So I think that, you know, for those who may doubt where they stand on Israel, it's very clear. And so the threatening kind of tone in this, that if Israel doesn't do what I want, and he actually went on to say that in the statement that, you know, I may propose my own plan and just say take it or leave it to the Israelis and the Palestinians, that they'll become an apartheid state. Again, you don't make that kind of comment off cuff. So that's something, again, that the terminology that they're at least using very much behind the scenes, that they were willing to use publicly involving, again, other nations and other world leaders. And what do we expect from this administration? It would take a lot of outcry to see Secretary Kerry go. He's kind of apologized for the statement, but it was really kind of a don't question me, I support Israel, I just used the wrong term. But, you know, in the past, Secretary of State's would use the wrong term. If it's, enough of an issue, then again, you get in the way of carrying out the administration's goals. We'll see about that. But ultimately, if this is enough, this will be up to the American people. Again, it's one of those issues where if people don't think it's a big issue, then they're going to move on.
All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you think it's an issue, go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255 and fight back here. Let's take another phone call, Jordan.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Larry in California, line 2. Larry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Jay, I want to thank you for what you guys are doing. I went ahead and made my contribution earlier. And
I appreciate that.
Champion the call to all our Christians and friends out there that support your organization and what you do for us out here. We should start putting our money where our mouth is. And also, not only that, call up our senators, our congressmen, as I did, and the White House, and demand that he be resigned, apologize, and get out of government, because this was not right what he does.
Well, there's no excuse for it. There's no doubt about that. You know, this is as close to as Kerry can come to apologizing in his release statement. If I could rewind the tape, I would have chosen a different word to describe my firm belief that the only way in the long term to have a Jewish state and two nations and two people living side by side in peace and security is through a two-state solution. That's wonderful. But that's not. But just say, I should not have said it, and I apologize for the apartheid call. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. By the way, Stuart Varney and I were on this morning on Fox News, Fox Business Network, talking about this new revelation in the IRS case where you've got the lawyer for Lois Lerner demanding that he have time to speak in front of the committee because he says what's being done is, quote, un-American. What about what his client was doing? I would think that was un-American, but we'll save that for another day. We'll have that coming up. Let's grab another phone call, Jordan.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Sydney in California. He's been holding on. Sydney on line 5. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Jay. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Listen, this is the same man that threw South Vietnam under the bus. What do you think he's going to – without Christ, you can do nothing, and without Christ, he won't do nothing.
Well, I think it's a policy issue, though. I mean, I think – look, I mean, we put the theology of the president aside here. Here's the problem, Skip. This is the, you know, this is the statement that the Secretary of State said. He kind of half walks it back, but this is the policy of the administration. That's the real problem here.
That is the real problem, and his apology reflects that, his so-called apology. He says, if I had, I wish I had chosen a different word, but he won't say that the word he chose was wrong and apologize for it, which means he's just sorry that he got caught by using the word, but I still think, and I think this administration actually feels exactly the way that he expressed, and he's just sorry that it's raised such a storm when he got caught saying it.
Which is what happened here, folks. He got caught, and we're bringing it out and making it public. All right, back to the phones we go at 800-684-3110.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mike in Nevada, line 6. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, two quick questions. First off, do we actually think that Kerry cares enough about what we think to resign even if asked, let alone our administration? And then secondly, why are we even giving aid to the Palestinian group when they're not even considered a nation?
Well, we have a funding mechanism that we were giving aid to the Palestinian Authority, hoping to get them on a path to a two-state solution or at least a resolution with Israel. That apparently is not the case. But, Jordan, let's talk about this. What's the political reality of what's going to happen in Washington on this? You were just alluding to that a moment ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, Secretary Kerry is going to take a lot of heat, and the State Department's already taking heat on Capitol Hill, and I think the next time he testifies before relevant committee, he's going to get questions about this statement. That will be key. I think, Mike, you know, the key is going to be, does it impact? You asked enough, you know, what will the outcome be? Ultimately, it's up to the President of the United States. It's not really Secretary Kerry, though he could step down on his own. The President has to accept that. And to move forward, you know, so really this ultimately rests with President Obama. And the question of do they feel like this is going to impact in any way? A few things. One, the election coming up, midterm elections in November. Would it impact Secretary Kerry's efforts and the State Department's efforts with diplomacy? And of course, I think the Israeli response will be important. Do they feel, and these are the Israeli government officials, that still they'd rather stick with someone like Secretary Kerry, not push too much, and or end up with a Secretary of State they may not know as well, who hasn't had as long as a record. But again, it's troubling language to be using, and you never hear terms like this used against the Palestinian movement, and they're
right.
The ones who are terrorists.
Right. Representative Lankford is going to be with us, Congressman Lankford, I think, on tomorrow's broadcast. And it looks like we've got Senator Rand Paul for Thursday. So we're right on top of this, folks, and we'll continue bringing the news as this breaks. And, of course, you just heard today from our office in Jerusalem. Let's get Steve from Arizona on line 1. Hi, Steve.
All right. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
First and foremost, I honor God and his son Jesus for what he's done for me and what he's going to do for the state of Israel. Secondly, the depth of stupidity is fathomless with this administration. They obviously have turned their back on Israel. And if they would study their history, every nation that has ever turned their back upon Israel has fallen in dismay. There's proof, undisputable proof. If you read the book Eye to Eye, you'll find out what I'm talking about. Secondly, this administration makes excuses for their own ignorance, and making excuses are nothing more than are nails that build the house of failure. And this country is going to fail. This administration is going to fail if we do not get a hold and vote these people out of office.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me play for you what Senator Cruz said yesterday. This is number 19.
Mr. President, sadly, it's my belief that Secretary Kerry has proven himself unsuitable for the position he holds. And therefore, before any further harm is done to our national security interests and to our critical alliance with the nation of Israel, that John Kerry should offer President Obama his resignation, and the president should accept it.
Skip, what's your sense on that? I mean, Jordan thinks that's probably not political reality because of the fact that this is probably the president's position as well.
I think Jordan's right, but I would go even stronger than what the senator said. I don't think he's unsuitable. I think he's unfit. I think that's a stronger word. He has demonstrated failure after failure after failure in whatever he's taken on. At the same time, I think he is accurately reflecting the foreign policy views of the president of the United States. So I don't think he's offended the president one bit. I think the president is probably happy with this because he reflects the president's views, which is a very weak foreign policy and seems to turn against our allies in favor of our opponents.
Jordan, what about Democratic response to any of this? Has there been any?
We have not seen a lot of response yet at all. And, you know, the statement from Secretary Kerry was a written statement. It was not a statement that was made publicly by him. He has not had to address this, you know, one-on-one with questioning yet from members of Congress. But so far, it's been very quiet. I mean, this was information first in a news article. Now the audio is out. Then the statement apologizing came right before the audio came out. So, again, confirming it was true. But we have not seen the full dialogue on this yet.
All right, folks, we got a lot more ahead. We're talking about the IRS case coming up with Stuart Varney. You're not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned. If you haven't signed that petition, do it at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Last 3 days of it. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It is a dangerous and deadly combination, and it represents a grave threat to Israel. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have announced their long-planned unity government. The terrorists of Hamas will join the extremists in the Palestinian Authority, united in their resolve to destroy Israel. Here's the problem. The United States provides hundreds of millions of taxpayer funds to the Palestinian Authority, And the fact is that if this unity government is finalized, the U.S. will actually be funding Hamas. Don't let that happen. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the president and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, I am going to play for you in just a moment an interview that Jay just did on the Fox Business Channel on the issue of Lois Lerner and holding her in contempt. But before I do that, I want to just sort of reset the stage on where we're at on this unity government issue with Fatah and Hamas. And folks, probably the most troubling part of this issue is the response that we are getting from our own Secretary of State, John Kerry. You know, obviously, the alliance with Israel has been one of the most fundamental pieces of our foreign policy ever since Israel became a nation in the 1940s. And folks, it does not appear that Secretary Kerry fully recognizes the weight of his words when talking about this alliance. I want to play this audio for you, and then I want to back it up with some audio from Senator Ted Cruz. So first of all, this is Secretary of State John Kerry. Listen carefully.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
Folks, an apartheid state, that is such a loaded term, and I really think the best response to this came from Senator Ted Cruz from Texas on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Take a listen.
Mr. President, sadly, it is my belief that Secretary Kerry has proven himself unsuitable for the position he holds. And therefore, before any further harm is done to our national security interests and to our critical alliance with the nation of Israel, that John Kerry should offer President Obama his resignation, and the president should accept it.
Folks, a call to resign might seem extreme, but you need to understand just how significant that term apartheid state really is. That refers to, obviously, South Africa, where you're talking about a genocide in many cases, or at least separation, a distinction based on race. Folks, that is not what is existing in the nation of Israel. And for Secretary Kerry to invoke that term in the situation that we're currently facing in the Middle East, I think it definitely rises to the level that his qualifications, his ability to continue as secretary certainly has a right to be called into question. Senator Cruz has done that. Let me tell you what definitely is the case. That unity government must not be funded by the United States. If Hamas is going to be part of a unity government in Palestine, current U.S. law demands that U.S. aid end. That is our specific call in response to what is happening in Palestine. U.S. aid to that unity government must cease. And any government in Palestine must continue to recognize, or what must begin to recognize, Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. Okay, folks, quickly, I want to shift gears for just a moment and play for you this interview that Jay gave on the Fox Business Channel, getting everyone up to speed on the IRS scandal, on the looming contempt vote against Lois Lerner that the House of Representatives will hold sometime in the coming weeks, barring a deal between her attorney and the House of Representatives. That contempt vote will be forthcoming. I mean, Jay went on the Fox Business Channel to give all of their viewers an update on the scandal. Let's go ahead and roll that interview now.
We know that you are hot on this story, the IRS story. So let's get right at it. Lois Lerner's attorney sent a letter to House Republicans asking for an opportunity to address the House ahead of the next contempt vote. Here's an item from that letter, quoting, "Holding Ms. Lerner in contempt would not only be unfair and indeed un-American, it would be flatly inconsistent with the Fifth Amendment as interpreted by the Supreme Court." Jay Sokolow is with us. He's representing several of those groups that were targeted by the IRS. Jay, look, I don't want to get tangled up in legalisms. Our viewers want to know what this is all about. If the lawyer addresses Congress, do we get closer to the truth?
I don't think so. I think what the lawyer's trying to do is justify his legal advice to her, which was to assert the Fifth Amendment, but she did it in such a way that many believe that she waived it because she proclaimed her innocence. She said she violated no rules, no regulations, and then said, by the way, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment right to against self-incrimination. So there's a real question there as to whether, in fact, we have a situation where the lawyer is just basically going to kind of justify his legal advice to her. And that's what I think this is all about. What she needs to do is make a proffer, which is to give the evidence of what she would say to the committee, and then they could give her immunity once they have testimony.
Okay. Do you think that the Republicans should say to the lawyer, no, we want a proffer, we don't want your lawyer's statement, go away, we want to hear directly, in private maybe, from Lois Lerner? Should the Republicans say that? Will the Republicans say it?
Well, number one, they should say it exactly as you just said it, and that is say, look, enough with the theatrics here. We want to have a proffer. We want to know what the evidence is. So I think, yes, that needs to be what the Republicans say. And I think it's in her best interest to do it as well, to avoid a possible criminal, not just a criminal contempt, but criminal violations for lying to Congress. I mean, she made those statements and other statements she made to Congress. She's made statements evidently to the Department of Justice. So to get this thing to move forward right now, Stuart, I would like to see a way in which she is granted a form of immunity with a proffer of what she will testify, because I am convinced, based on the litigation that I'm involved in against the IRS, that she was an important figure, but she's not the highest ranking figure in the IRS that was involved in that issue of targeting. And also, she's not the highest one that initiated this. And she had a lot of help.
Now,
and that's what we need to get to. And I think we need to ask the IRS commissioner and the chief counsel, actually the chief counsel of the IRS, to come before the committee.
Jay, what you just said, I think, is very important. Are you privy to information which we don't have? Do you know something that we don't know that points the finger higher within the hierarchy of the bureaucracy and within the administration, higher than Lois Lerner? You got something?
It's not something that I have that you don't have. It's just we have it now in a cumulative source in our complaint, and that is we have the timeline of exactly what happened here, and we know of the emails and the memos that went out from chief counsel's office of the IRS to Lois Lerner, from five deputy chief counsels. That's kind of gotten overlooked in the press. That's a really significant issue. So when you look at the timeline now, if you take all the evidence and as it's been coming in through these slow document releases from the IRS, it's painting a picture that shows a very significant scandal that was developed and developed internally at the IRS, not rogue agents at a low level. This was at the highest level. So, Stuart, it's not so much that we have a new piece of evidence, just we've now put all the evidence in one format in a chronological order, and it points very high up the chain.
Jay, you have no idea how steamed this audience is about what went down in that election campaign and the IRS. You have no idea. I mean, this is something that our viewers really are hot on, and they want people like you and the Republicans to get to the bottom of it and expose it fast. Jay, I'm sorry I'm out of time. We thank you very much for appearing with us at very short notice. We do appreciate you being with us. Thanks,
no
Jay.
No problem.
Okay, sir.
Again, folks, that was Jay on the Fox Business Channel. We will keep you updated on that contempt vote as well as our own litigation against the IRS on behalf of 41 clients. But, folks, as we close the broadcast today, I need you to stand with Israel. We know that those who stand with Israel will be blessed and those who curse her will be cursed. Folks, this is our opportunity. Not only do we have that command, but we have U.S. law that prohibits us from providing aid to terrorist organizations. Well, we now have a terrorist organization that is part of a unity government that is going to be taking place in Palestine. We must not send aid to it. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. As we close the broadcast today, you stand for Israel. 877-989-2255.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a message to the President and to Congress. Tell Washington, tell the Obama administration, not one dime of your taxpayer dollars should fund jihadists.
Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.